Vader Show, 1035. An apparently conservative business prof at St. Norbert College in De Pere, Wolfgang Grassel. Fact, Jason, his PhD is from Austria. Vienna School of International Studies, where he got his master's. He argues against diversity on campus, saying it's not a Catholic value. Those of you unaware, your only knowledge, if you're outside the Green Bay area of St. Norbert College, might be its association with the Green Bay Packers. But, and it had a long history with the Packers. It is a Catholic college in De Pere in the Green Bay area. He argues that diversity is anti-Catholic. Now, the problem is he gets into this verbose, polysyllabic prof speak, which I guess for a PhD sounds impressive. And I can't tell if he's saying the forced diversity is wrong, with which I would agree, or if he has a problem with gays and people of color. I can't tell. To be honest, I can't tell. This elicited an email sent from Thomas Kunkel, former president of, he's a nationally famous journalist and is now president of St. Norbert College. He sent this email to faculty on Friday. As a college president, who also was a longtime journalist, I hold especially dear the right to free speech. That right safeguards us all, even those who might occasionally exercise it to their own detriment or that of others. As many of you know, a faculty colleague of ours recently published a commentary in an obscure journal that was entitled, "Diversity is Not a Catholic Value." That odd idea might surprise you or Pope Francis or St. Augustine or St. Norbert or St. Paul, who, it will be remembered, in spreading Christ's message, reached out to Jews and Gentiles, Romans and Greeks, women and men, rich and poor, slave and free. Indeed, that all-encompassing embrace is why we are called the Catholic or Universal Church in the first place. I have not commented on this article previously because I thought it was so patently misbegotten that no one would take it seriously. I have great regard for the author in his field of expertise, that would be business, but as an armchair theologian, he leaves much to be desired. Yet in the spirit of free exchange, he has a right to his own opinion. Now, here's why he wrote this email, and here's my point on this. I'm not saying I agree with everything Grassel wrote here. I'm not saying that. But listen to what Kunkel writes here. Still, in recent days, many of you have expressed concerns to us about this article, its hurtful tone, and its faulty assertions about our institution. You also asked about the administration's view of it. You know what he's not saying here. You know what he's not saying. I can't get the emails because St. Norbert College is a private institution. I would love to see the faculty emails that Tom Kunkel has received. I'll bet you there are people calling for his head. When a liberal prof at even a Catholic or other private institution does this, it's free speech, man. It's free speech. Again, I'm not agreeing with everything except, quite frankly, I don't understand half of what he wrote. It's so horribly written. Still, in recent days, many of you expressed concerns to us about this article, its hurtful tone, and its faulty assertions about our institution. You also ask about the administration's view of it. So, let me just say categorically that the author doesn't speak for St. Norbert College or reflect the core values we work so hard to embody. In the spirit of communio, embracing diversity is simply another way of saying, all are welcome. Okay. I agree, but here's of the little bit that I do understand of his piece. The thing I do agree with is that forced diversity on campus is an obsession. It absolutely is. I totally agree with that. If he had been clearer, then I could tell you whether I agree or disagree. I think I disagree with a number of other things, but he's trying to be so impressive in his language so as to be murky. let's see. Our very mission statement asserts that standing firmly in the Catholic tradition, we are called to recognize the sacred dignity of all persons. With that thought, let me close by reminding everyone that this year's campus theme is Abbot Penning's motto, "Let us love one another," not "I will love the people on my list." I don't know that he said, I don't know that he's saying that. I can't, it's so poorly written, I can't tell. If he's arguing that campuses, private and public, are obsessed with getting X number of blacks, X number of Hispanics, X number of gays, I agree. And I think that's a mistake. I would agree with him on that. The doors should be open to everyone. Absolutely. And to be honest, I'm not sure he does believe that. He gets murky. And I don't think I agree with everything he says. In fact, I'm pretty sure he doesn't. The doors should be open to all, but not based on race or gender, one way or the other. You shouldn't get a break because you're white. You shouldn't get a break because you're black. Or any other minority, or however it's described. I shared it with you because I get the feeling that there are faculty who felt he should meet repercussions. Now, Kunkel was smart enough not to put that in the email because he probably suspected his email would be shared, and it was. By the way, people are asking about how his last name is spelled. It's G-R-A-S-S-L. G-R-A-S-S-L. Wolfgang Grassl. G-R-A-S-S-L. CrisisMagazine.com is where he was published. CrisisMagazine.com. My guess is Kunkel's inbox exploded from lib professors who wanted consequences for this. The same lib professors who would have any radical liberal on campus or would defend any radical liberal, and I'll admit some of this stuff sounds radical, any radical liberal point of view they would have no problem with. So I applaud Kunkel for the way he handled this, saying, look, I disagree with the guy. Said he holds him in high regard in his discipline, which is business. I think he's a horrible writer. He's got horrible PhD-itis. He's more important with sounding impressive than anything else. He tries too hard. I really don't know what he's trying to say. But it does crack me up that obviously there were liberal faculty members who wrote St. Norbert College President Thomas Kunkel, hey, you can't let him get away with that. I can just imagine it, and all I can do is imagine, because St. Norbert is a private institution, and I can't get those emails. Unless someone wants to forward them to me, but I'm guessing they were smart enough not to copy all. I'm guessing. But I did get my hands on Kunkel's email, and I think generally said, look, however you feel about it. Now, when he says, though, that it doesn't reflect their mission or their core values, I would disagree in this regard. No, you're as diversity-obsessed as any institution. The type of diversity where we have to make sure we have this, that, the very type of quotas the Democrats promised the 1964 Civil Rights Act would not include. That's all. I'm going to see if I can find out a little more about this. Namely, I wouldn't mind talking to Professor Grassl. Do you think he would have the courage to come on the air now after this? We'll give it a try. And President Kunkel, too. It's 10:45.
Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.